This is the Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
Fitz, have we tracked down the main man yet?
Oh, mate, we've been lucky enough to see this documentary, but it's out on Prime Video tomorrow. It's called Kids Are Growing Up. It's the story of the kid Leroy and his huge rise from a young kid in Redfern. It's an unbelievable story, and we're just getting him up right now. There he is. Kid Leroy, where are you, bro?
I just stepped away. I was just grabbing some food. I was just doing a bunch of interviews and stuff earlier, so I just kind of snagged some food really quickly.
Chicken burger? Did you get your own chicken burger?
Unfortunately not.
Do you know what, like when you started in this industry, did you think one day you'll have your own burger?
That wasn't on the top of the list. No.
That's not what you set out for.
But do you know what's fascinating? I would love to be your manager and see the amount of stuff that would come your way.
Yeah.
And then...
I want to see the list of no's.
Yeah, the list of no's. What is the most ridiculous request? Could you give us one?
Could I give you one?
Yeah.
I don't know off top, but I've had some pretty crazy requests, definitely.
Hey, mate, this is a really exciting project that you've been working on. Kids Are Growing Up. Now, this is basically your story, isn't it? I mean, from Redfern to where you are now.
Well, yeah, it's a story of the past, 3 years, maybe 4 years. It's not the, it's not like a full... come up story situation, or the triumphant, this is it documentary, this is the end. It's a little bit of a recap, a little bit of insight to the past couple of years, and just hopefully, the goal of the film is basically, I guess, just to hopefully maybe inspire people a little bit and just, I don't know, show a bit more of myself. That's what everyone's always telling me to do, is show a bit more of myself.
Well, watching this documentary and the amount of anxiety and depression that you suffered as a young child, and do you know what? It's amazing to think, because, I mean, there's a lot of young artists and rappers out there, kid, that are trying to make it these days, but just to get that tiny foot in the door and for Juice WRLD to do that for you and say, come and support me on the Australian tour, it's just tiny moments, sliding doors moments in people's careers, that would you be here now if that didn't happen, kid?
I don't think so at all. No. I think everything, comes together the way it's supposed to, and you can't predict anything. Everything comes, different timing, and it's all just a combination of all that stuff. But there's no chance I would be here without Juice at all.
Is there anything from the Redfern days that you couldn't put in the documentary? There would have to be some videos.
I want to do something later on down the line where we do a proper, everything about my life and stuff. I really wanted to just focus on the past couple of years of doing the whole music thing and just That was, more so the space of keeping it about that, and just showing people just the different moving parts of being
you,
going through whatever's happened the past 3 years, 4 years, whatever it may have been.
Saying that you're not ready to be cancelled just yet? You're gonna keep you're gonna keep some of those things in your back pocket?
That's f***ed up.
I need to ask you about the footy. I know you've been hanging out with some of the Rabbitohs, maybe even at your own pad in LA. Are you going to get to the game in Vegas? I think it's, 10 days,
10 days to go. I wish I was going. I'm going to be in Malaysia. I get back the day after. So I'm not going to be able to make it.
Who did you hang out with?
We saw Cody, we saw Jai.
Wow.
We got to hang out with them for a little bit. They came past the studio and we had a good time, little link. I was giving them some spots to go to out here because they were pretty keen to hit the town.
Well, I was going to say, is Russell there now? Was Russell involved?
Nah, so it was only a link with us, and I'm yet to go and get around everything, but I think when I get back from Malaysia, they said they're gonna stay here for one extra day, so I might I might go down to Vegas and hang out for a bit.
As the middle-aged woman of the group, Look, I'm just giving you some motherly advice here. I feel somewhat responsible, and I'm listening to you say that you're going to fly back and spend the last night with the Rabbitohs in Vegas. Oh. I'm saying abort mission now.
No!
Do you know what? You're probably the responsible one, kid.
Yes.
That's what Kate's saying.
I like to think I'm pretty responsible.
Well, I think you couldn't have had the career you've had. I mean, we love all the quirky and fun and naughty parts of you, but you have to be responsible to have have built such a great career. It's been lovely to watch, I have to say.
That's really sweet. Thanks for saying that.
Oh, that's okay. Can I quickly ask, though, if you did kick the footy around and you were out on the field yourself, which position would you be playing?
Oh, yeah.
Honestly?
Yeah.
I suck. I'm doing that.
You'd have a bit of pace, kid. You'd be out in the wing, wouldn't you? You'd have a bit of speed.
A wing? I am fast. I am fast. I'm definitely fast.
Yeah. Is that your manager that's just got into the
sorry,
car?
Sorry, guys. This is like, hilarious.
You got to go.
The food's arrived.
Have you got your lunch on China? Is that China?
That's the chicken burger.
That's not the chicken burger. But sorry, that was really funny. But yeah, maybe we'll go with a wing. Definitely not forward, but maybe a wing. I'm pretty fast, but I suck at footy. I'm so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, we're dude. Proud of you, mate. Yeah. Is that Tate McRae? Is she jumping in the car now with you, or is she? She's not there today.
You guys are crazy.
Great response.
You knew it was coming, mate.
You guys are crazy. You guys are crazy guys. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Can we just ask? Are you happy at the moment? We're worried about you.
That is such a lame question.
I'm very happy. I most definitely am very,
very
happy.
Very,
I'm
mate.
Very happy. So I'm actually the happiest I've been. Maybe ever. So,
wow. Yeah.
Well, that's good love. To know. You go and eat that other delicious meal on that plate right now.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you guys supporting.
Always, brother.
Legend,
good to
man.
Chat.
Thank you.
Likewise, guys.
See you, mate. Bye-bye.
See you, kid.
Bye. Bye.
Fitz in Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.